So when Angela contacted me about this, she invited me for this. I didn't know what it's all about. So I was emailing her back and forth many times. So what I should be talking about? So she said, it's all about me, about how I'm here, why I'm here, and my experiences, my education. So, so now I have better understanding what I have to present. So, thanks for inviting me to the Career Workshop of American Science of Political Science 2015. I'm honored and thrilled to be here. It's the one of the finest horticulture organization on this planet Earth. And a little about me. I'm Rakesh Kumar. I'm melon breeder for Syngenta. And I breed melons for almost half of the planet. So that means my responsibility is breeding melons for North America, Central America, South America, and Australia. So that's almost half of the planet. So today I want to share two stories of my life with you. My first story is about perseverance, my journey from my native village in India, which was on first light below, and now I'm stationed in Borderland, so that's my below to Borderland. My journey from my native village in India to North Carolina State University. And my second story about my working in the industry and the lessons I learned in the industry. So my first story, it all started 36 years ago in 1978. I was born in a remote village in India in the lap of Himalayan mountains. It was surrounded by lush green forests and very fresh water streams. It was beautiful. I grew up with water buffaloes, goats, sheep, you see in the picture. But truth be told, the village was also very poor. It lacked basic amenities like road, telephone, and the village of like 300-400 people, there was only one television. So we used to get together every weekend and see our favorite show. So that was fascinating. I went to local elementary school until my fifth standard. I walked 1.5 mile every day with my friends to school. We sat on the floor. We didn't have formal school uniform. Most of the people, after completing their elementary education or high school, they will go to army or they will go drive taxis in the cities. And I never thought I will ever go to college. But suddenly things changed. I got an upgrade. I was one of the 85 students out of around 10,000 students selected to study in a good school, which is a government-run boarding school. So first time in my life, I had a nice school uniform. I had a desk to sit and a fan in the classroom. And it was a fabulous feeling. Studying in a boarding school opened a lot of opportunities for me, and my aspirations had dramatically changed. After passing my high school, I wanted to be a doctor. But in India, to choose your career path, it's after high school you choose you want to be a doctor, engineer, or agriculturist, or physicist. So I tried my medical school for 2 years in a row, but I didn't get it. And at that time, there was Cricket World Cup going on, and I was watching a lot of cricket, so probably I didn't got enough grades. So a few days back, I was reading this quote, and it really fit my situation. If you don't love what you do, you have two choices. You can either change what you are doing, or you can change what you love. I chose the second. I went to agriculture school for my undergraduate study. And coming from a financially poor background, I couldn't afford to go to college. So my father and brother pooled money to send me to the college. In undergraduate study, I took a lot of courses. I studied agrometeorology, agronomy, plant pathology, entomology, extension. But it was really genetics, biochemistry, and vegetables that fascinated me. I always scored highest marks in those subjects. I was awarded certificate of honor for my undergraduate study for scoring highest grade point. But I wanted to pursue my master's degree, and the thought of funds to support another degree came back to haunt me. So I got a second lifeline. I still have this letter. It's from 2001. Indian Council of Agriculture Research. They offer 25 fellowship every year, and you have to do an entrance exam for that. And I scored 18th rank, so I got a good fellowship. And that meant in that fellowship you can choose a university of your own choice wherever you want to study. After that, I never looked back. I purposefully chose metropolitan city, Bangalore, to pursue my master's degree. Studying in a big city opened a lot of opportunities for me. I really loved genetics and vegetable, and that was the focus of my entire master program. Vegetables are a large part of our daily diet, and they are short duration crops. So making fast genetic improvements, the idea of making fast genetic improvements really intrigued me. So after my master's degree, I briefly joined Indian Institute of Horticulture Research as a research associate in onion breeding program. But I still wanted to pursue my PhD degree in plant genetics and breeding. And some of my former colleagues, they had come to the United States to do their PhDs and postdoctorates, and they were really fascinated by the cutting edge research going on here. So it kind of motivated me to come to US to pursue my PhD degree. I contacted a few faculty members for possible research assistantships available for graduate study. And finally, I got admitted to Kikkerbit breeding program in North Carolina State University. I took the first and longest flight of my life to the United States. It was 16-hour long, non-stop, never-ending. But the excitement of new country, new culture, and opportunities made it a lot smoother. In North Carolina State University, I took a lot of courses. My advisor was big on taking a lot of courses. I spent a lot of time in greenhouses, pollinating, going to the field. And North Carolina State University prepared me to meet the future challenges of agriculture university. Along the way, I made a lot of friends. I learned new culture. I met people from different countries, which otherwise I would have never met in my life. Finally, I graduated, and I faced with the career path to choose. And I had only two options. I'm not a citizen, so either I go to academia or I go to industry. So I really loved academia, actually. I really wanted to go. And as Steve said, I was not really interested in postdoc. So I applied one academia position, but I was very fresh graduate, so I didn't get it. It was difficult. But Syngenta had interviewed me 1 year before my graduation for a melon breeding position. They had not offered me a job at that time, but they had interviewed me. So after I graduated, they directly hired me. I didn't apply for another position. The reason for choosing Syngenta was very easy at that time. At that time, I thought it will be easy transition. Since I was in cucurbit program, it will be easy transition from one cucurbit crop to another cucurbit crop. Their cultural operations same, biology is kind of same. I was working in my PhD in watermelon, and in Syngenta, I'm working as a melon breeder. And I thought I can contribute more with what I have learned in my PhD. I feel totally blessed to have tasted initial success early in my career as a melon breeder. Within 3 years of my work, I was able to release some of innovative varieties, as you see on the screen, and I was granted 2 plant patents for these. I have seen, in my career, 6 years in industry, I have seen 10 different people doing things 10 different ways and be very successful. There's no rule of thumb. Today, I would like to share the lesson, that's the second story I have learned along the way. Innovate, be very innovative. When I was hired as a melon breeder, I started evaluating commercial products from all different companies. I noticed that the germplasm pool was very narrow. There was not much genetic diversity in the available commercial pipeline. I found it extremely distasteful to continue doing the same thing. I started collecting germplasm from different sources and evaluating for novel traits, as well as evaluating germplasm from my legacy breeding program. With this approach, I brought different set of traits to the market, which were very valuable in the market. You have to understand your customer needs and come up with innovative ways to solve their problems. The second lesson I learned was respect the wrinkles and gray hairs. That means you respect the experience. Sooner or later, you will come out of schools with latest tools and technology. What you learn in the school is only tip on the iceberg. It was same for me when I joined Syngenta. Don't rush. Looking 6 years back, I could have done a lot of things differently. People in industry probably have graduated 15, 20, or even more years before you. They may not be current with newest technology, but they are treasure of knowledge and experience. You have to help them build strong products with your knowledge. It's a marriage between great experience and great ideas. Third lesson is hire best talent. Many of you will end up managing research team, marketing team, sales team, or production and supply teams, and you will have to constantly hire people. Hire best people, agonize over it, lose sleep over it, but hire the best talent. Great companies always hire great people to make great products. Best people have shared vision and they are self-managing units. They don't work with average people. The fourth lesson I've learned is participative leadership. I'm a Mellon project lead, and as a project leader, I have to make a lot of decisions. Collective wisdom is a lot stronger than individual ideas. Encourage best ideas and arguments around shared vision. You have to let people make a lot of decisions and trust them to build that confidence. Your job is to steer them in the right direction. Don't let hierarchy take precedence over the best ideas. There will be mistakes made along the way, but if you don't make mistakes, you don't learn. And my last lesson is design around your customers. Make customer experience great. Don't sell product, but sell great customer experience. I have made that mistake more often than anybody. The only way you can do it is by spending a lot of time in the marketplace, talk to your customer, listen to them with patience and respect, and transform that into product. I have a great example. Last year, I was flying to check my trials in Australia, my Mellon trials, and I was taking Virgin Atlantic flight, and I was sitting in their lounge, and I was about to leave to catch up my flight, but when I was about to leave, the lounge manager came to me and he had part of my luggage, and he walked me all the way to the security point, checkpoint, and he wished me a happy journey. I was totally amazed. It was totally great customer experience. You have to respect your customers. You are the future of agriculture. I wish you all the best. What you do in your career, I would like to end up with this quote from former president of India who died a couple of weeks from now. Dreams are not what you see in the sleep, it's the thing which doesn't let you sleep. Thank you all. And I'll take any question you have.
I have a question. Did I hear you right when you said you applied for one job?
Yeah, in academia, yes.
I applied for 100 when I finished
Google. I was kind of sure that Syngenta will hire me because they had interviewed me. And at that time it was a recession also, and there was not many jobs available. So I just, and Syngenta had also funded part of my graduate study, so it was, overall it was an easy decision, I think. So,
and they recognized some talent. So, one more question?
So where are you now?
I'm located in Woodland, California. We have a research station there. We breed tomato, watermelon, melon, squash, and wheat in that station. I do cantaloupes specifically.
Did you say that you worked with breeding in your PhD work or just phytochemical type of work?
It was purely breeding. I was in cucurbit breeding program.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
one more round.